Begin the grand daf, Masechta Skittin daf dal, begin the daf, begin the Tesmas, begin the Gemara, going, continuing from the previous daf, the Rav Nachman said that the Meir said that even if you find the get already written in the garbage dump, and the different Masechta Tesis says, Vachasmu benosnla, and they sign it, and they give it to our kosher, it's going to be kosher. Which Tesis is actually, although the wording sounds like B'diyevin, like it's not a kosher lach tamalitin, even initially it's permitted to go ahead and just sign it and give it. And Tais brings the proof, because the Perikol I get later on the Chavav Mabez, and by Kaisim, and Subhazam Payam and Abba Masiyach, the Gemara proves when you have Nachman, Nachman Salacha, that you see, the Hachal Be'yeh, the Lamechzik Kashikra, this concept of, oh, it looks like a lie, Lech Hashem, we're not concerned for that, so you see that it, we even allow you initially to go ahead with it, because it does look like a lie, because, what do you mean, you didn't write it for this woman who found the garbage. But it's not the Perikol I get, also we learn the Mishnah, later on, the Chavav Marav, a Kaisa tips a Gittin. If someone writes the text, the generic text of Gittin, so Chaniach, you have to leave over in the writing of the text, Malkam Ish, Ish, the place where you put the man's name, the woman's name. Kamagamah, the says, Mashum Kitata, because you're going to cause a fight. She's like, hey, what are you doing? It has our names. Are you planning on divorcing me? Vimehi. Mashum Dakan Sagunas, or because we have to have available text. Because we don't want to, if a man's going to leave suddenly, you have to have it ready because of a gunas, mashma, masma, ashma. It sounds like that when you find the garbage, I'm the leshechi anatami, that you don't have these reasons of katata and the guna, but sharif, like the that would be permitted even initially. We don't have a reason to be concerned over there of these concerns of, let's say, katata. So it sounds like it's even initially. Now, Amman Bavarish Nami Hasa Mashav Dakan Seifa, even according to those who explained over there, because we needed for the scribes to be able to have available tags. Rebelazahi. Mashmah sounds like Remeir, in Tarakhla Ne'er Klum. It sounds like, yeah, but according to Remeir, you don't have to leave over anything. And Bashar Lech Tabakul, you let her write everything, the man's name, the woman's name, and the halacha, which Tzorach Shaniach, Makam Yishra Isha, would not be necessary. And if it's like Rebbe Elazar, then you can write everything. Now then the question comes, what like come halachas, and then why doesn't the Gemara say, Chasma Benasna, why, and they signed it, and they gave it to her. Why don't you write a wording, chaysmai v'naysnai, as some have the gears to mentize his words. Like that, you initially could go ahead and do it. So Brindam says, no, Bishop Abba Mashkar, you would say that wording, it would sound like, that actually you need to do this. Meaning, that you can't not have it. Like, it has to have already been written, and like, you found it, which is interesting, Sara. But that's what it would sound like. You'd have to. I was saying, no, if you did, and you didn't, you did it, it's kosher. But even like a tchil, it's kosher to do it that way. Says, if you're going to say, then what's the difference that Remeir requires initially that the writing should be detached, even though he doesn't hold ksiva is necessary? But according to those who explained the Mishnah, as we said in the previous daf, that the that attached is problematic initially according to Remeir. But so you see, like Ketchila, he requires it to be detached. He permits even the ketchila regarding the kesiva. What's the difference? So, Brendan says the difference is the lishma regarding lishma lechashinan in ma'isi get le'edim sheni kasev lishma. We're not concerned that if you bring the get to the edim that are get that wasn't written lishma shichtmu gam him shlishma that they're also going to sign shlishma. No, given the yadi desar lishma, since they know that has to be lishma, they're not going to come to make a mistake, and if it's not a problem. And mechubber, but if it's connected, if it's written when it's connected, they might just make a mistake. They might not realize. They're not going to realize they have to detach it and unsign it. Yeah, it's very simply a very technical reason why there it's a concern. Versus over here, it's a halachic thing when they're not going to make the mistake. They know they have to sign lishma. Next test at the beginning with the Gemara. Yeah, we can say the talmud of Mishnah Rebbe Elazar. He doesn't even need chasima at all. But if you did the chasima and it's flawed, because we don't shalal lishma, yeah, then it's going to be possible. Therefore, you have to say b'fani nechtam, which says teimer l'ri. It's a wonder to the ri, because main shalal lishma. What is shalal lishma, which is this psul we're talking about? If you don't say b'fani nechtam, the mezuzah metaychay to the concept of forgery from within shechasumim by krim a psul, which the halacha is generally said regarding when you have relatives or those who are invalid signed the beer. The hasam didn't mitzul. There makes sense that we're going to invalidate a mishum dima asul nesmichul. What's the problem? The reason is, because you might rely on them in a different context. Like, see, I have her marry, I get married, the Lohizim Moment LPM to extract money based on what they're saying. I'm pretty sure the BM is, although it's true, but ain't last year, this kosher. That you can only do with valid testimony. That leaving my edim zimnin the chazav echasav masad, but then sometimes they're going to see the writing and they're going to testify. But some people are some. It has to be from their mouths and not from their writings. Meaning you run into the problems about edims. When the witnesses are valid, they just signed shalal lishma. What's the problem if you're going to rely on them? Like if you can't say this in the Chosma Shalashma, that if you're going to permit it when they sign Shalashma, Yobalachasam Neichmu Tchilom, that you might come to situations where you're going to validate it when they signed first, then the Yichtu will get Agabi Chasimasam, then they're going to write a get after that on their signatures. Basim like Edith Klaal, and there's no testimony at all. So it says to Mekinah, that's the reason. The time Zeh, Gam B'Shar Shtaris. Then even other documents, Ha'ilon L'Hatzah Chasim Neshma, Yishu Rukwai Chasim Neshma, to verify that it was done for their writing first. How do you know the writing was done first? So therefore, Vayishlam says, no, the Mekumakam Ikele Mekzah Chasim Al Tekesiva. There is a Gezerah of the problem here of when it was done, Shlo Deshma and the Chasimah, because of the Kesiva. Meaning, Dim Ein Lois and Chasim Lashma, if you're not going to do the Sayin Lashma, that's why you have Tzimba Fanei Nechtam, Kezum and Ketzer, Pen Lo Yichtav Gam Kesiva Lashma, maybe you're not going to do the writing of Lashma, and that is the problem according to Belavza. And therefore, that's why it's a problem of Mezuyif Mitoichai, because it might cause to the Kesiva be Shlo Deshma. So even though you don't need the Chasima, but having it and Shlo Deshma is worse than not having it at all. The next text in Asta Begin Lizzie Gemara, the other interpretation of Ashi was Haman is the Talmud Mishnah, the Bihudi, it's the Bihuda. So says Tzitz Avgav, the Reish Perek Bezal, though in the beginning of the second Perek, later on the Tzitz Vamad Av Tan, the Kamer Bihuda Masach, but he requires Bavan Nechdom, but Hossam Lach Reb Yehuda. But regarding this, he holds like Reb Yehuda, that is regarding that you need to have both the Ksiva and the Chasim. Next Tzitz Mas to bring in the words of the Gemara, Ach Tehei Ksivasei B'Chasimasei B'Talash. Where do we find Rabbi Yehuda? Because we have a Mishnah of the Chafalov that he says that it's going to be possible until the writing and the signing was on something attached. Which Tosha asks a very technical question. But we begin to say, "V'lamalei leminka bechasimase." Why do you have to say that and the signing? Since when you wrote it, it was already attached. Yevshal lechasimase shtei b'chabur. Can't be the signing, which is after that, had to be attached. What you could say is no, the mishkach slash shakazal in talish. You could have it in a case where you wrote it on the detached tree. Then you planted it and took root, and then you signed it. So there you have to say that even the chasima has to be on something that's detached. Next test, not to begin with the words of the Gemara. So why did we bother trying to figure out in the last two dafim, Rimei, Rimalaza, if so clearly slam dunk that it could be Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara said, oh, Rimei, Kestamasin Rimei, and regarding Rabbi Lazim, because as Tosfos quotes the words of the Kaimalon, because we rule Halach Rabbi Lazim Gittin, and therefore we wanted to say the Mishnah Aliba the Hilchasa, so we tried saying it like Rabbi Lazim. Now Tosfos explains Bishum the Meir Halach Gittin, since here we happen to be talking about Gittins, so not Gittin, so therefore we said that Halach Rabbi Lazim Gittin. But the truth is of Halach Kama Sam Bishashta, Halach like him also by other documents, as Tosfos explains. So Avgav the Chalmer Ali Kama, although all the Meron later on the Peivam Beis Sabik Rabbi Lazim, the Halach Rabbi Lazim Davka Gittin that has Halach Rabbi Gittin. But Kaimel and Kishmo Bedini, but we rule like Shmuel regarding the laws of monetary law. The publicly come on Rav, he disagrees with the on Rav. But come on, and he says, no, Peshach Shtar is giving other documents that you don't need to have a Chasima, all you need to have is Eid Mesira. But also the Perek Zebor, the Gemara Sanhedrin of Chav Chasim and Beis. Kavim Matanta, the Hava Chasima, Allah Chegis, when you have this gift, that on the document you had two brother-in-law signed. Come on, Reza said, Zil Akhnim Eid Mesira. Okay, go acquire him with the Eid Mesira, Krebelaza. Meaning, so even though the witnesses in the document are not good. Abaya says, what do you mean? Rabbi says, as argument, quote, even though you don't need to have witnesses, but if the witnesses are invalid, it's going to invalidate the document. But one thing is, it sounds like Rabbi Abaya, who they are the later Amaram, who we rule like, Abaya just had a problem. But if you didn't have, it would be okay. So too, also in our parakel, I don't know if you're Alpha and Aleph, Amar Rabbi says, Hai Shtar Parasa. This Persian document, the Masvei Nahale, if you gave it over in Ba'apei Sadi Yisrael in front of Jewish witnesses, you could collect from available assets. So you see that it's enough with the Mesira, Eid Mesira, even by other documents. Says Tzitz Lefigur, therefore, Tzach Lizar, one has to be careful, she Eid Mesira B'Shas Nesin Zaget, that you should have witnesses who see it being given over when the giving over is being done. They know county, because if we pass like Rebbe Elazar, that they're the ones who create the divorce. The election made the Mesirah, because if there's no witnesses at the time it's being given over, Einim Gersh is not divorced. Avagav Deke Eid HaChasim, although there's witnesses signed in it. Because the Lo Mehan Eid HaChasim, this that we say, the Dimukhan Rebbe Lazar, we have witnesses signed in that they're effective, that's Ela Shem Yemusa, Eid HaMesirah, that's only if the Eid HaMesirah die, or Yechalem Levedin Zem, they go overseas, Shetin Nasa, the Eid HaChasim, they now should get remarried based on the witnesses signed in it. Because the Mestam, Echshanasim, they vowed it to say that, oh, probably was done the right way. Because remember, Shalech, like the Gemara says, Levin of Lamavam, and Avlech, Shech, Lebelazah, the one that it says, Eid Mesirah Karti, that the Eid Mesirah, they're the ones who create the creases. To keep Rabban, Eid HaChasim, it's Rabban instituted Eid HaChasim, the Zim, the Maisi Sadi, because sometimes the person will bring witnesses, Reinami, the Azam, the Minidel, die, the Maisi Sadi, the Law, die, when I'm in the Azlam and Azlam, they go overseas, so therefore you need to have the Tachasim, but they're not the ones who create the creases. Chemash and Perek Bas, this sounds like from the Gemara, in the last Perek, later on the Pevav and Beis, Kabishnaim, Shasholch, Shnei Gitin. Two people send two Gitin, Vishmoisei and Shabim, and their names are the same. But they're sovereign, they got mixed up. So you don't know who's who, because they all have the same names. So you give both documents to each of the two women. The Gemara says, the Laker Belazim is not Laker Belazim. The Eid Mesirah, the Eid Mesirah, the Eid Mesirah, who they're the ones who create the business, they don't know which document is being done. You can't say this get is doing the divorce. The Mei, Nech B'Kon, the Mei, it makes sense, which, because it's the Chasim, and the Chasim was done the right way. And the Tzarek, let me have to say, says, the Mishalosh Nairi, must be that in the document it says not only who the man's name and his father, and the woman and her parent, but it has to say even the third generation, the grandfather. Because the brother mayor because even the mayor that says the chasimim has to be evident from the document itself. The main mayor should call again, like he must have later on the Chav Dalma Beis, because of Gash Zedayla, when he's writing to divorce the old one, you have to know, even if they have the same name, it has to be evident which is which. So since they both have and their parents have the same name, you have to have the grandparents' name to be able to differentiate. Now, says as it would sound like that, okay, but the evidence is going to work well with just the witnesses who are signed. So am I lost a kibbalaza? Why isn't like a kibbalaza? Dali id mesir mahacha. What do I mean? Take away the id mesir from here, but id chasimism should be enough with the witnesses of the signet of the signing. That sounds like till oyin by kibbalaza. Id mesir no kibbalaza always needs id mesira, and therefore you have to be careful to make sure you give it over from the two witnesses. But more of a drugil bintam lemer. Bintam was accustomed to say that for a mayor, even if you're a mayor, by id mesiras nesin zaket, you have to have witnesses when you're giving over the get. Because the Indomishim ever, because Mishnah, you can't have a halacha regarding a raya, which is regarding marriage, less than two witnesses. The Chin Shtam Matnes Karker, so to the document of a gift of property or Shtam Echer, or regarding a sale document, Likinin Karka, which is for acquiring property of Ein Laraya, and it's not just for proof. Emil, Klomibulaz, Akornibulaz, is not affected at all. If you know, it wasn't given over in front of the Indom, that's what creates the effectiveness of that acquisition. Not me, but says Tais Yesh Lachal, you could differentiate. The Leinimam regarding monetary documents, the Mahani does, but the Gemay Edim were there, the admission of the litigant is like 100 witnesses. Sakabe, the Chasim, but welcome, I does, but then, yeah, it would be sufficient with the witnesses or signed document, in which takes the place of the admission of the litigant, of the defendant. Of a Kedushin, the Gerishim, regarding getting married and getting divorced, but Mahani does, but then, there it's the admission of the person doesn't do anything, because it's a liability for others. Because of Kedushin Asla Kohen, when he gets married, it makes her forbidden to his relatives. The Begirishin Asla Kohen, and when he divorces her, she's forbidden to Kohen. So therefore, his idea would not work. So therefore, Chasima cannot take that place. And therefore, yeah, you would have to have Eidim Asina. Next to his master, begin with the Gemara. Umar Savar, so we're saying what we thought maybe the Machligis Tanoim is Machligis Rav and Rava. And Umar Savar, the Fisha Inim Tzun Lekaimai. But whereas the other Mandama holds that, oh, like Rava, because there's no witnesses found. And here also, they don't frequent. And everybody holds that from Rekha Mechagia, you would have to say, B'chanan after B'chanan after B'chanan after I was like, Rabba, the Shema. And what's with B'chanan after B'chanan? What's with the third town, which the Gemara doesn't mention? So it says, Lemishim thinks of the Mablois, not Malash Chich. It's not because he holds that those which are absorbed in the in between the limits, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, that's not Shchiach, because they are Shchiach to have Edom. So why would he hold that you would have to say before the nechta be even over there? That's just because not to differentiate regarding anything out of Eretz Yisrael. Or as the Gemara says, actually is k'mashan b'samach. The Gemara surely answers, and therefore he just says not to differentiate. But it wouldn't be not because of Rava or Rabba. We just simply don't want to differentiate.